THX FM Reno and Lake Tahoe, the Reggae Shack, DJ Tracy Moore with you. In the midst of a beautiful set of great music from THX Melek I. His new EP is called Island Rock. And right now, special welcome into the Reggae Shack to THX Melek I himself. Welcome, THX. How's it going tonight?
Yes, doing great, brother Tracy. Give thanks, you know.
Yes.
Doing good tonight. We just finished in the studio and, you know, doing some work in the studio and looking forward to talking with you and the radio land out here at KTHX 100.1 FM, you know.
Yes, man. Nice. You're coming in loud and clear, and I do appreciate so much that you called into the Reggae Shack tonight to take time to talk to us about your beautiful new EP called Island Rock, man. So, you know, Irie, greetings to you, and thanks again for stepping into the shack. So tell the people about the THX Melek I energy and what you are seeking to bring to the world of reggae music.
Well, I definitely want to step up the game in this music, you know, reggae, island rock, you know, and music at large, because, you know, we have something new to offer, you know. We have, you know, our music is, I mean, like I said, nothing new under the sun, but we have a different sound that is positive, you know, and the album got 15 tracks, and we have the various sounds, you know, you can hear all different genres in it, but it's still under one banner, one vibe, you know, still about love, you know, still spreading the gospel truth and love in the music, you know, the joy of it, you know, the positive vibration of it.
Yes.
To reach all, one and all the way across the globe still.
Yeah, man, and it really, it comes through in like a real fun way too. It has like a fun energy to it, and it is a little different than typical reggae. It's got like a slightly different little angle to it, a little vibe to it, but yeah, it just comes through with a real positive power. So I think you're hitting the head, you know. It sounds nice, man.
Yes, I give thanks, you know. Well, we pride ourselves on that, because the quality is it really means a lot to, you know, to put the quality, have the quality, you know, because people want qualities, you know. You know, so we're definitely doing our best to get that out to us, the listening ears, you know what I mean? So that when you hear it once, you want to hear it again, and you want to hear some more stuff like that, you know. I want my music to last to all generations, young, old, and the whole family, everyone.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yeah, so, new school, old school, name it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I love it. It's sweet vibes, man. So are you very much involved in their production and the, you know, the instrumentation of it? Do you have other musicians or other producers helping you? You know, how's all the run-ins with that?
Well, actually, I am the producer. I write, arrange, and produce it, you know, and it's also recorded in my studio. Mm-hmm. I built the studio in 2012, and a lot of the songs were recorded from then, and, you know, we're mixing them, some of them now, some are getting remixed now. So, yeah, so production part is based, you know, from ever since I've been doing music, I've always been the producer and the arranger, really. You know, once I've got someone working with me as a producer, you know, but they want to keep it a certain way. But when I produce, I do not limit myself. Whatever I hear, I'm putting it out, you know.
Yeah.
And vinyl and stuff like that still. So yeah, I am this. I'm the main culprit in all this.
Nice. That probably explains why there's such a variety of different vibes in all these 15 tracks, you know, because it's, you know, it's not just one thing. It's not just one steady style the whole time. The different songs have different personalities, probably based on what you felt sounded good at that moment. Is that true?
Yes, sir. Because you know what? I can get bored easily, and the music have to keep moving. I do not want people to, you know, when you pick up my album, you're gonna hear different songs. Every track have sound different. The next album you hear, you're gonna realize that it's the same thing. It will not be the same as, it will have the same energy, but all these vibes will be have its own different personality. As a matter of fact, right now I'm finishing up 3 cover songs, which I normally don't do covers, but I've done this a few years back, and I've decided to revisit them and remix them. And the 3 songs are, you know, actually Wheeler songs.
Oh, you know, wow.
Bob, Redemption Song.
Nice.
Get Up, Stand Up, and Cool Run is by Bonnie Wheeler. And believe me, they are, when you hear them, they are totally, you know, they have the vibe, but the rhythm is, you know, we make it original, our own, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you're going to love that still. So, that's very important to me because, nice. You know, the sound, when it comes to you, you know, just like it comes to you from the wind, from the universe, to the universe, I want to be able to deliver that rawness the way I receive it so people can enjoy that part of it and, you know, see that world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so even if it's a cover song, it'll still be yours, you know, it'll still have your identity within it. You know, I've listened to enough of your music over the last month or so, just checking out this EP and preparing for this interview and everything, that I can picture how you might approach those cover songs. So I'm really looking forward to hearing that. I think it's going to be some really good energy, especially that Bonnie Wheeler Cool Runnin' song. It's one of my favorite Bonnie Wheeler songs. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing that, man. So send it my way, okay?
Definitely. We definitely done some justice to those songs.
Oh, cool.
That one too. I mean, all of them, you know you're going to love it. You know, they're definitely special. And they have to mean something for me too. To me, for me to even approach it, those, you know, any songs that I perform, cover song or not, you have to mean something to me. I don't just do it because maybe it was a hit song and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
You have to mean something. I have to be able to feel it, to deliver it, you know, and believe me, they're well put together, you know. So,
nice.
Definitely looking forward to get it out to you.
Well, now that I've had a chance to talk to you, you know, I can just feel your energy coming over the phone and I hear the words you're talking about, like energy and meaning and things like that. You know, you just have a strength and enthusiasm in your music that is so fun and it's so refreshing, and it just makes the music really just great to listen to. So what would you say, all that energy and funness and enthusiasm, what is that rooted into you, that positivity? What's the root of that for you?
Oh man, you know, I've always been me, myself, and I, you know, I you know, not in a selfish way, but I've always stayed true to the cause. I always stayed true. Music raised me. I learned a lot through music growing up, you know, from Jamaicans, you know, as a child coming up. You know, I moved to the U.S. at an early age, you know, but that never leave me, you know what I mean? It's just that spiritual awareness in it, you know what I'm saying? That spirituality, that revolutionary, that fun, that joy, that everything that the music has to offer. I feel that and I keep that. You know, it's just true. It's just naturally there. It just could never leave me. You know, you've been through the struggle, you've been through this and everything through the world. But for some reason, that the music has always been there for me. Put me to bed at night and I get up to it in the morning just to see it.
Yeah.
So I keep that purity for some reason. It never leaves. You know what I'm saying? It's just there. And, you know, it's I don't know how to keep it, but I do know one thing, it's naturally there. It never leave me, you know what I'm saying? No matter what, you know what I mean? So
I think that's one of the sweet...
I'm just happy that I'm able to articulate it in doing the music so that people can, you know, get an effect of it, you know?
Yeah, relate to it and everything, you know?
Yeah,
man. You know, it seems like, you know, even though reggae music has really become an international sound, there's still something special about reggae that emanates from someone who grew up and was born into the Jamaican culture. You know, and it's like, you can just feel it. You know, I feel it coming from you right now. So, you know, it's just good vibes.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, man. It's like Bob said, it can be copied, but there's a feel that cannot be copied, you know what I mean? And anyone can play it, you know. And I mean, some people do some great job of it, you know.
Definitely, yeah.
No matter what walk of life, some great job of it.
True.
But there's a feel, you know what I mean, that's just naturally there. And, you know, and I think even though some people like that have the feel, they can also misuse it and abuse it, and then you lose that thing, you know what I mean, for some reason or another. So, which we can keep it pure, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, you got to keep the vibes pure to like stay in touch with that connection, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I really enjoy your music, man. I feel like you do stay in touch with that, and it's coming out nicely in your music. But from what I understand, you're not just doing music these days. You are the CEO of Island Rock. Island Rock Enterprises, maybe. You have a couple other things going on in your world, too. So, you know, what else are you doing? What other projects do you have?
Yes, we have a e-commerce online store, islandrockmusic.com, where we have the shirts and the hats, you know, so forth. We sell our music and beer also, and we will be producing other artists as well, you know.
Nice.
So for which we're looking forward to start doing that this month, actually. You know, so we have some beautiful t-shirts and hats online, very top quality, you know. I think you love it, people love it, you know. It is very nice fitting, you know, beautiful apparel, you know what I mean? I make sure I get the top quality, no matter the price and the cost, you know. I just want to make sure that when people, you know, get a hold of it, there's something that they will feel proud to wear and feel good when they put it on.
Yeah, definitely. So what's that website again that people can link with your music and your cultural offerings there?
It's islandrockmusic.com. And there you can find where the music is available. It's available on CD, DAB, iTunes, Amazon, all those major platforms, you know. But you can definitely get everything. So you can go to Facebook. All the connections are right there at islandrockmusic.com. All the shirts, all the lovely, nice things, you know.
Nice, niceness. T-Jax Malek, I getting it out there to the world. A nice positive culture. So, you know, tonight on the Reggae Shack, you know, for the new year, I'm featuring reggae's great tradition of positive vibes on the show tonight. So what are your thoughts just about in life keeping things positive no matter what the struggles go on, you know? How do you keep things positive?
Oh man, it's sometimes it's not easy, you know, because we are human. Sometimes you get upset, you know, you get to a point sometimes you're like, what's going on? I mean, you know, so much going on in the world today. You know, it's close to you and it's far. And actually, it may seem far, but it's all right there at the doorstep. As you wake up, you know what I mean? You're bombarded with all these different things. You know what I'm saying? I think because from my youth growing up and like, you know, my life, I've always been, you know, very concerned about the condition of the people and, you know, and the world we live in at large. You know what I'm saying? I want to see the best of people, you know what I mean? You know, stuff like that. And, you know, so with all that's going on, negativity and stuff like that, we still have that hope, you know, that truth, you know, the water doesn't change. It's just what's been put added to the water that make it seem like it changed, you know what I mean?
True.
The rock doesn't change, you know what I mean? It's only when it's grind on and they make cement or whatever they make from it, you know, plastic, whatever, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, we keep it real. We try to stay close to the root as possible because no tree grow without a root, and so the fruit is bare, and you need the fruit up there and pretty and wanna show off on the roots. The roots still gotta stay true because without the roots there no tree. So I just try to stay balanced in that aspect of it all, you know, and stay focused at all times.
Nice.
And I realize that staying focused, you still, no matter what change, you still got to go back to the roots of it. It don't matter what it is, you know.
So, yeah, man.
Great
advice and positivity from T-Jax Malek I right there for the new year. Thank you so much. And that gives a lot of context to the next track that I'm going to play on the feature tonight. It's called Step in Vibration. It's my favorite track on the whole EP. To me, it's like the hit. So, you know, what are your vibes on this one?
Step in Vibration. That song is very special to me also because, you know, that was one of the first songs I actually recorded, you know, in the studio some years back, and I released it then, and so I decided to, it was on 12-inch 45 back then, and I decided to redo it and put it on the album, you know what I mean? So when I first heard that song, I mean, it was very positive, as it still is, you know what I mean, and just had a vibe to it that people were just captivated by it. So I decided to bring it back forth again, and then still have that same energy and vibe, and you know, to us, and they have that message also, and it's fun and it's also serious. It's, you know, it's things where we talk about issues, at the same time we still have a solution for the thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And yeah.
Well, I think it's a great tune that really, you know, if somebody asked me what you're about, I would just say, listen to this. You know, it's a good definitive tune about kind of your basic vibration, you know, so, you know, I appreciate it so much. And with that, I'm going to push play on that. So I want to thank you so much for stepping into the Reggae Shack tonight. Keep me informed, keep me in the loop on these new cover tracks and any other music that you put out. I'll be happy to feature it on the Reggae Shack and T-Jax Malekai. Why don't you mention your website one more time, and then we'll move into Step in Vibration.
IslandRapMusic.com.
Yes, T-Jax Malekai, thank you so much for being in the Reggae Shack tonight here on 100.1 The X.
Thank you for having me, Brother Tracy.
Yes, I. Run it! Yes, T-Jax Malekai, thank you so much for stepping into the Reggae Shack tonight. Big up this one. Go on.